Manu Patra alerts dated the 22nd of March 2018. Supreme Court has ordered that status quo be maintained on Reliance Communications' sale of assets to Ajio on pleas by a consortium of banks. Supreme Court has closed proceedings against former Bihar Minister Tej Pratap, son of jailed AJD Supremo Lalu Prasad Yadav, in the murder case of a Sivan-based journalist. Supreme Court has ordered the immediate release of police officer turned militant champion Arsingham, while berating the state government for illegal detention of Singham. Supreme Court has asked the centre how it was planning to deal with financial exclusion of the weak if they fail to identify themselves using Aadhaar cards. Allahabad High Court has held that the seizure of goods under the Uttar Pradesh Goods and Services Tax Act involving an inter-state transaction is valid under the new tax regime as the similar provision is provided in the Central GST and IGST Act. Delhi High Court has expressed displeasure over the city government and the Delhi Development Authority, DDA, for not taking steps to carry out audit of disabled friendliness of buildings, parks, schools and other public area despite repeated orders. Delhi High Court has asked the centre to show the action it has taken on letters written to it by the Delhi government for making statutory amendments in the Indian Penal Code to incorporate snatching as a specific offence with a stricter punishment to check the menace. Bombay High Court has asked the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, to decide on how long it intends to continue the prosecution in the fake stamp paper scam of 2002. In which all 19 government officials being tried are senior citizens. Bombay High Court has said that if it is proved that more than one accused had acted in concert with a common intention, then if rape had been committed by even one, all the accused will be held guilty. Bombay High Court has reiterated that the government has no right to ask someone to seek its prior approval before entering into any new transaction or transfer of immovable property. Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority of India, IRDAI, has sent directives to all general and health insurers to not include genetic disorders as one of the exclusions in new health insurance policies.